That's right. Big Angry Phil Podcast, number 86. It's my goddamn birthday, y'all. Come on. Yes. It's time to bang your motherfucking head and get fucked up. Any way possible. However you do that, just make sure you do it well. You know what I mean? Yeah. Little Sepultura for that ass. Oh, you kiddies don't know nothing about that, huh? This is the music grown-ups listen to. Not that faggot-ass mumble rap that y'all listen to. Fuck that. Well, speaking of children, speaking of mumble rap, what are the children up to these days? They're all done protesting in the streets, I see. That sure didn't last long, did it? Told you these little cocksuckers have short attention spans. Already forgot about it. That fucking David Hogg character you shoved down everybody's throat. Nobody cares anymore. He's old news. Time to go back to the gay porn you started in. We don't care anymore. Quite honestly, I didn't really have anything prepared for this podcast. So I'm just going to drink and I'm going to wing it. Well, hey, let's check in with those dumbass kids and see what kind of stupid fucking internet challenge they're doing now. Hopefully something that'll kill them. Let's find out.
Just when you thought it couldn't get any worse than eating Tide Pods, this happens.
This is Taylor, and he's about ready to snort a condom.
Condoms. Great idea.
Oh, my gosh.
That's disgusting.
Ugh, yeah, teenagers are
oh, my gosh, says Becky number one.
Snorting condoms.
Or is it Becky number two? I'm not sure.
And then trying to pull them out of their mouth. Mm. YouTube, Twitter, and Snapchat videos are being shared all over the place, all over the internet.
It's almost threw up.
Teenagers are doing it, but even some adults are doing it, and you shouldn't do it because it could cause choking. And
oh,
vomiting.
I shouldn't do it? Well, gee, thanks for setting me straight. I was about to run right out and get a three-pack and do it right now.
Gag a little. Like, yeah. That's gross.
Are people really that bored out there?
Seriously.
These are the things you got to turn to?
Go for a run. Go play sport. Like,
go play sport like I would,
says Becky number two.
Work with your hands, for goodness sake.
I would like to think that you know, this isn't a new thing and it's not just this generation.
It's your generation, Becky. Fuck you.
Videos of it and posting it, which is
terrible. I think it's a little bit of both.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like people have always done dumb
crazy
things,
yeah.
But also, people are more likely to do dumb things because of
social media.
Social media.
Right.
Well, thank you, TV News, for being so fucking informative. I never would have guessed. This is from KSDK in St. Louis, NBC station in St. Louis. One of those light and airy morning news programs we all love so much. And they have four anchors on there. Four! Why? Why do you need so many people? There's not enough giggling. You need another Becky in there to add more giggling and smiling. They've got two black guys, one of whom sounds like a really gay white guy. You know, like a brother who's trying really hard to sound white and he's really gay too. You got that. And then you have two Beckys. Two Beckys. And they sound like two Beckys.
Oh my gosh, that's disgusting.
Really? You have any kind of journalistic credibility? Anybody couldn't just sit there and say,
oh my gosh, that's disgusting.
And I fucking hate when they say gosh on TV. You know they're trying to say God. They can't say God on television. Somebody's really going to be offended if they say God. They took the Lord's name in vain. You know what? Goddamn right, and I'm fucking proud of it. God damn it. I mean, really, during a story where they're mentioning condoms, God is going to be the worst thing to come out of their mouths?
I'm Taylor, and I'm going to snort a condom, you know, and nobody
named Taylor is ever worth a fuck, all right? Anybody that has a last name as a first name, go fuck yourselves. And by the way, and to the little prick that's offended by how many times I say, by the way, fuck you, the offer's off the table, you had your chance, go fuck yourself. I said, by the way, once in the episode, in the last episode where I said I wouldn't say it, I caught one in there somewhere. Did you? Too late now, you little butt fuck. Go inhale a condom and choke on it. And speaking of the condom thing, this surfaced about 4 years ago. But I guess it's resurfaced. Somebody was bored and tried to bring it back. Why don't more of these people die? These challenges aren't dangerous enough. You know, they need to stick their hands into beehives. They need to lay down railroad tracks. They need to jump. There needs to be more parkour, you know, the more rooftop jumping and shit like that. They need to swallow more shit under the sink. That'd be my favorite challenge. Don't even look at what it is. Just reach your hand under the sink, and whatever the first thing is you pull out, you drink it. If you pull out a sponge, well, you gotta eat it. Fuck you. Maybe put a little peanut butter on it or something. I don't know. But goddammit, stop being little pussies. Snorting condoms. How about using the condoms so you don't give birth to more dipshits like you? Well, as long as I'm on the subject, let's take a look at some of the past dumbass internet challenges that really should have killed the people that tried to perform them. This is from WatchMojo.com.
Number 10, the Kylie Jenner Challenge.
The what?
With her wildly successful lip kits, reality star Kylie Jenner requires...
Oh, I thought you were supposed to grow hair.
Her enviable pout has been the subject of seemingly perpetual discussion...
Yeah, let's do anything the Kardashian clan does.
According to KnowYourMeme.com, it was in 2015 that the shot glass lip plumping technique was introduced as a way to emulate her look. Basically,
why would you want to do that?
Into a shot glass, and they come out super swollen and puffy. Following a popular tweet by Alex Ramos, hashtagged Kylie Jenner Challenge, this odd practice really took off.
People are such fucking puppets, man. Imitators.
Look at me, look at me.
Lips. Bruising and torn skin are very real potential repercussions, and doctors warn of possible permanent damage. That, and Jenner ultimately confessed to using temporary lip fillers.
Really?
I have temporary lip fillers.
No
shit. And it's what I wanted to do.
Number 9, the Ghost Pepper Challenge.
I like that one.
For those of you unfamiliar with this particular challenge, allow us to explain. You're basically subjecting yourself to extreme gastrointestinal discomfort by
eat a whole basket full of those assholes.
Peppers. The ominous.
Oh, it's not cool anymore. Sorry.
Also,
well, bring it back.
Jolokia,
the condom thing came back.
Its heat is measured at over a million Scovilles. For perspective, jalapenos come in at just 1,000 to 20,000. Since 2011, this challenge has been inducing vomiting, severe sweating, and in an extreme case involving ghost pepper puree, resulting in a 23-day hospitalization.
That's all? No death? Disappointed.
Number 8, the Salt and Ice Challenge. Salt lowers the freezing point of water, and thus works effectively to melt ice. While it is amazing for de-icing the driveway, the ensuing chemical reaction isn't something you should be making contact with, as it can quickly reach temperatures as low as 0 to minus 18
degrees
Fahrenheit,
yes,
depending on the ratio of salt to ice. The concept of holding ice to skin that's been covered in salt to see how long you can stand the pain can be traced back to 2006.
But fuck, in 2017, people are stupid.
The challenge experienced a resurgence in popularity.
We're keeping way too many people alive that shouldn't be.
Second and third degree
These people
burns.
Offer nothing to
Number
society.
Number 7, the Cinnamon Challenge.
I remember that.
This is one of the first seemingly ones. Harmless challenges on our list, but depending on how the effort plays out, it can.
What about the paprika challenge?
Can
paprika kill you if you eat too much of it?
It's a seemingly simple
somebody should
concept.
Find out.
Just swallow a spoonful of ground cinnamon.
I'm gonna start that hashtag tomorrow.
Sounds easy, right? But it's
maybe the
not.
Parsley challenge. Maybe snorting parsley.
Absorbs all the moisture.
Snort all the stuff on the spice rack.
Nearly
see what
impossible
happens.
To swallow. That's where things
Come on,
can
you
get
dumb
messy.
Kids, you want to be
as
cool, don't you?
Natural reaction is to cough. And quite possibly inhale.
Maybe absorb it rectally.
This can result in respiratory problems, collapsed lungs, and pneumonia. And
cinnamon anal challenge. There you
fatal.
Go.
Number 6, the snorting challenge.
Snorting what?
Why? This is perhaps one of the dumbest challenges on our list.
So this is where the condoms once started and it came back.
People snorting a variety of physical objects up into their nasal cavities.
Choke, choke. As I see for Family Guy where Chester Cheetah snorts the ground-up Cheetos.
Right. As if snorting household powdered substances like wasabi or salt isn't bad enough, this particular challenge gained notoriety for involving malleable objects like string or balloons.
Condoms.
The most popular snortable item, however, a condom.
There you go.
Starting in the mid-2000s, but going viral in 2013. It saw teens posting
this
videos
was made
of
before
themselves
it came
snorting
back.
Latex condoms up one nostril and then pulling it back out their mouths. Doctors have warned that these
items we should all do what some kid with pig hair does. God damn it.
Their way into
God
the
damn it.
Number 5.
Gosh
planking.
Darn it. Excuse
Kids,
me.
Kids, don't try planking. It's dangerous.
Oh, planking, yeah. One of the early dumb things.
Due to the extreme popularity of briefly exploring.
Laying down in stupid
places.
Unlike
many other challenges, planking isn't inherently dangerous. After all, you're just lying rigid like a plank. And in the early stages of its viral spread, most of the settings in which people planked were funny and relatively safe. But in keeping with the typical progression of such challenges, the constant one-upping soon had people planking in hazardous ways.
Good.
Reaching peak popularity around 2011, planking claimed a life that same year.
A life.
A young man died in Australia.
One life.
Having fallen off a seventh-story balcony on which
he was trying
to
plank. More of them needed to.
Number four, neck nominate. Speaking of constantly one-upping each other to dangerous end results, that's literally what this challenge is all about. We highly suggest simply staying away from anything with N-E-K or N-E-C.
No, I encourage it.
As necro means relating to a corpse or death. And sure enough, this deadly game has claimed more than one life.
That's not enough. More than one, two.
Dare. The original goal was simply to chug some
booze. If it hasn't killed about 500,000, I'm not impressed.
It evolved to mean drinking in increasingly risky situations, or drinking and then doing some dangerous stunt. It's been connected to at least five deaths.
Five.
Number three, the
Big
condom
whoop.
Challenge. Making their second appearance on our list.
What else are they doing with
which
condoms?
Protect millions of people from STIs and unwanted pregnancies. Once again, get dragged into a wildly dangerous viral challenge. Rather than being pulled into the respiratory system, this time the condom is filled with water and dropped on an individual's head.
Oh, for fuck's sakes, man.
It turns inside out over the face. And
oh, Asians are doing it. Yeah, it must be cool.
When the condom seals around the neck or head.
They're not completely
there
crazy.
There have been no confirmed fatalities or hospitalizations.
Too bad.
Willingly cutting off your access to air is
I have a challenge. How about putting the condoms
it's
on your dick?
12 minutes!
Number two,
Jeez.
Car surfing. Some challenges
oh yeah,
are
ghost riding the whip. Come on, that's an old one. That's before fucking social media happened.
Bad idea. Car surfing is just what it sounds like. Surfing on top of a moving car. In a move that must have three-pointed automobile seatbelt inventor Niels Bohlin rolling in his grave, young people around the world have taken to car roofs or the beds of pickup trucks in order to show off their balancing skills and bravery. The end result of this destructive fad has been countless injuries and dozens of deaths.
Dozens.
The activity predates viral internet
Man,
content.
This stuff is not killing enough people.
Social media has certainly kept it alive.
You fucking kids
well.
Are disappointing in every
Number
sense
one,
of the word.
The fire challenge.
There we go, fire. That'll get the job done. Fuck around with fire.
For somebody on the internet,
I encourage this.
Mean that you should try it yourself.
This is one we need to
because
bring back. Burn yourselves up, please.
Video of themselves playing with fire either got lucky or actually knew what they were doing. Sadly, however, the impressiveness of this particular challenge has caused many a user on YouTube to turn a blind eye to the obvious risks and to try it anyway.
Natural selection,
basically,
getting rid of the stupid.
Cover a part of their body with a flammable liquid and then set themselves on fire.
I like it.
Fire, 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 fire.
Thank you, Beavis. What's wrong with that? Why are we discouraging that? You want to do something that dumb? Go right the fuck ahead. But don't be clogging up our hospital beds. Just fucking die. Have the good sense to fucking die. Burn yourselves up, freeze yourselves to death, drink poison, just do something, and make it quick. We don't need all these dumb kids around. We have enough dumb adults. I really love when the adults that are trying to prove that they're hip and they're cool and they're with it, try to impress the kiddies, are out doing some of this dumb shit too. They need to die first before they have kids. Well, getting back to Becky and disgusting and oh my gosh, Amy Schumer has a new movie coming out. I know, you're all dying to see it, right? Y'all just couldn't wait for the next Amy Schumer project because her stand-up was just so fucking hilarious. And all her other movies have been just drop-dead fucking funny, right? Why? Why do they keep giving her work? Why? When are they going to give up on the Amy Schumer experiment, all right? She sucks. Everybody knows she sucks. Even the feminists that try to make her a household name and shove her down our throats, they're even sick of her shtick. But here we go. This is a movie trailer for something called I Feel Pretty. Yet another notch in the delusional belt.
Are you shopping for a gift?
Kind of browsing for me.
Oh God, she's hideous.
A little limited here in the store, but you could probably find your size online.
I have a crazy idea. Let's be honest for a minute. No matter how many times we hear, it's what's on the inside that matters. Women know deep down.
She's fucking disgusting.
What's on the outside that the whole world judges.
You okay? I'm just like dealing with low self-esteem and like.
I want to punch you right in your dumb face right now. Do you have every room?
Who is she to talk?
I've been on all of these sites. No one even looks at the profile. They only care about the picture. And I'm sick of it.
Sick of you.
I wondered what it feels like to be just undeniably pretty.
Yeah, keep dreaming.
Are you okay?
You hit your head pretty hard.
Wait. That's me. That's me. Oh my god, you see this?
Yes.
I'm beautiful.
Delusional. This is fucking awful. Who would see this?
You guys, it's me. Renee.
What's Renee.
Full spin.
What can I get you?
Yeah, two.
That's gold.
Number 118.
What's your number?
That's really clever.
That's clever.
What's your number? Give me your phone. I'm going to give you my number.
Are you still talking to me?
Don't chicken out now, son.
Oh, my God.
This would be quite a large promotion for you.
What are your goals exactly?
I get it. And yes, modeling is an option for me.
I want to walk out of the preview, much less the movie.
Wow. Things have really changed for me.
You just have all the confidence in the world.
I think a lot of people completely miss the thing that really makes them awesome. And you're not like that.
No, 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 not in a bikini. Good fucking lord, man. Gotta be fucking kidding me.
I thought you might want a sneak peek of what's to come.
She's nude.
I don't know if you know what sneak peek means. You're completely naked.
Make it stop. Oh my fucking god, who thought that was a good idea besides Amy Schumer?
Yeah, I guess she's been fat-shamed all this time and now she's gonna show everybody that she's empowered and she's beautiful.
What a load of fucking horse shit. Stop it, Amy Schumer. Are you out of your fucking mind? You took all your complaining about fat-shaming online and you made a movie out of it. Did she write the screenplay? Did she have anything to do with that script, which is devoid of laughter? That was just a 3-minute trailer. Imagine how the actual movie is. Imagine sit through an hour and a half, 2 hours of that. Well, who are the mental defectives that came up with this fucking script? Let me see. Mark Silverstein and Abby Cohen. Who the hell that is? What other great stuff are they? He's Just Not Into You, Never Been Kissed, How to Be Single. Oh, yeah, those are winners. Bunch of chick flicks. How to Be Single. That's the one with Rebel Wilson in it. Good God. Mark Silverstein. Could you be any more Jewy than Mark, M-A-R-C, Silverstein?
And of course, this takes place in New York because Amy Schumer's a New Yorker and everything in New York is just so fucking wonderful.
Their fucking love interest in this movie is some Jewy-looking wuss with one of those half a rabbi beards. I mean, get the fuck out of here. I can't imagine this fucking movie would make more than $10 in the box office. This has to, please, for the love of fuck, has to be the last nail in the Amy Schumer coffin. I mean, really, how the fuck did she not die after that last Netflix special? Telling bomb after bomb after bomb. I've never seen anything more unfunny than that. Ever. But this movie may top it. I mean, really, somebody has got to say, listen, it's been nice knowing you, but this shit just isn't working out anymore. Yeah, we can't fake this anymore. You're not funny. You're certainly nothing to look at. We're tired of you whining about fat shaming, and we definitely don't back this movie. Bye. Nice knowing you. See ya. Off to the island of misfit mascots with you. Right next to sexual harassment panda. Sexual harassment panda. I'm a sad panda. You're going to be a lot sadder when Amy Schumer shows up. She'll tell you all about her stanky vagina. She'll keep repeating the story until you kill yourself. Enough. Go away, Amy Schumer. Don't you get it? Nobody cares. All right? We're all not a bunch of fucking uppity New Yorkers. I don't even think they're going to want to watch this movie. Maybe it'll show up later on Mystery Science Theater 3000 as a creature feature. Attack of the Big Fat Unfunny Broad. In 3D. Now, going from something I would never watch in a million years to something I enjoy watching, Freeway Chases. You love them, I love them, everybody loves them. You always see those comments online, oh, why do the news always show this? Because you fuckers watch. I fucking watch. It's a good time. It's a party. Motherfuckers running from the cops. Maybe it'll be a shootout. Maybe he'll wreck. Maybe he'll run over somebody. I hope so. I always hate when they drive for 3 or 4 hours and all they do is just pull over and give up. Fuck that. Don't be a pussy. Give it your best shot. You might have a chance. Shit, there was a guy about a week ago. He's going down the west side. Of course, he's going down the busiest freeway in the world, the 405. But once he finally got off that, he did something pretty smart. He took the car and he drove into the mall parking lot, into the structure, so the helicopter couldn't spot him. They caught him later. He stupidly ran into the mall where all the cameras are. But for about 5 seconds, that guy was brilliant. I love when shit like that happens. But the thing I love the most about Freeway Chases are the anchors narrating it, doing the live play-by-play. Because now the teleprompters are off, and their masters haven't written down what they have to say. They just have somebody yelling in their ear, just keep talking, just keep talking. And you get to see how absolutely fucking dumb your local news anchor is. And that's the most entertaining part of the freeway chase. Because they're not allowed to have dead air. God forbid we actually just sit and watch and enjoy it. They either have to state the obvious or they have to speculate out of their ass.
Well, we think it's a stolen car. It may be a stolen car. He may have a child. They always give you this. Are there children? Is there a baby in that car? Did he carjack somebody? Is there another passenger? They always give you the worst case scenario.
They're just making up shit off the top of their head.
Well, we think he may have a gun. We don't know. Does he have a gun?
And then they ask the helicopter pilot if he has a gun. It's like, how the fuck is he supposed to know? He's busy flying the goddamn helicopter following this guy. And the fucking dipshit anchor is asking all kinds of ridiculous questions. There was this one that I saw on YouTube the other day. It was a chase in LA. I recognized the streets immediately. But it had these two fucking dimwit airhead broads on there doing the play-by-play. Two Beckys, just like the two on the news clip from earlier. And it must have been off, you know, Channel 11's morning news or something like that. And the poor schlub in the helicopter has to entertain these two Becky airheads. But goddamn, do they make this entertaining.
Okay, folks, we got a pursuit. This is on the 101.
This is a Fox alert.
Vinny Mac up in Sky Fox. This was starting out as a carjacking.
That's what we understand, Lisa.
Lisa. Well, one of them's named Lisa. I don't know what the other one's name is.
Hijack.
That wasn't me. They lost their audio.
Harbor area. It's now proceeding northbound on the Hollywood Freeway at a high rate of speed.
A Hollywood Freeway. Nobody calls it that. It's the 101.
And pass through the slot in downtown, and now he's coming up into Hollywood here. He's been driving very erratic.
Why does this guy sound like he's out of breath? He's sitting in a helicopter. He's not running.
Safely driving through the Gore Points, right shoulder. And as you can see, he's doing excessive speed for the amount of traffic here.
Your turn, ladies.
Hollywood Freeway.
And can we tell what type of car that is, Vinny?
It looks from our
He's got the same picture you have. He's way up there. How's he going to tell what it is?
Of some
if you can't tell what it is, neither can he.
And customized, fancy.
And does it really fucking matter?
So it's a probably.
He's running from the cops. Does it really matter what it is? Unless he's the guy in the army tank.
Okay,
remember that shit 20 years ago in San Diego? Guy stole a tank from the armory and was ramming the freeway columns with it.
Did you find that off ramp? Do you have it?
Do you have it? Because we're stupid. We don't know anything.
He's going now back southbound on Alvarado. LAPD was in pursuit behind him. As you see, there's an airship above him.
He's turning in.
He's pulling into a...
What is that?
A gas station.
What is that? What is that thing with the roof and the gas pumps? What is that place called?
Yeah.
Did she really just say, what is that? Does she not know what a gas station looks like? I guess she doesn't pump her own gas. She doesn't pay attention.
Yes, that's what I was saying.
Stop sign.
Oh, you bad man. You went through the stop sign. You're running for the cops, but you should at least
LAPD
stop.
The airship is still in contact with him. The ground units have lost him way back on the freeway.
Captain Elmer Fudd in the helicopter.
We're going to see if we can't keep up with him here.
Officers. There are no units.
Officers, she said. Officers. There's no officers on the fucking roads?
A while ago, he jumped off the freeway and drove rather erratically, so the... I believe like the ground unit's kind of backed off, but the air unit is still overhead with them here and is tracking them along with us.
In a situation like that, I wonder if they realize
that they're being tracked.
That they're still being tracked in the air.
No, they have no clue whatsoever.
Sure does,
neither do you.
LAPD flies considerably lower than we do most of the time.
Okay.
So he's visible, especially.
Please let him talk more, so they don't have to talk.
Large orbits where you can pass in front.
I'm sure that's
him,
what they're
so
telling him.
He's probably visible from that car.
Say, listen, these two broads are idiots. Please do the talking.
He's like
a fucking kid who's talking. He's like, I don't know, going down the road in like a car.
Small houses here.
Jesus.
Going awfully fast.
He's going awfully fast, this dangerous man.
Time where this carjacking took place?
We understand it took place down in the harbor area of...
wherever that is.
South Los Angeles.
Is there a gas station there?
The individual was supposedly going to get a gas fill up when he was hijacked at the gas station.
Ironic.
And, here, he stopped. Zeus, move up a little bit. He's backing up. Hang on.
Oh, what's he going to do? What's he going to do? Oh, yeah. I knew it all along. Oh, yeah.
In this car, not just one, two.
That I haven't been able
how
to
the
determine.
Fuck is he supposed to know how many people are in the car?
Close enough. He's been going too fast.
And she asked that a million times, too.
To get a good look at who's in there. But here's where
I'm telling you, there's more than one person. I know it.
Yeah, okay. We have no idea what's going on.
We have no idea what's going on. Finally, the moment of truth is revealed. We have no idea what's going on. You're the journalists. You're supposed to know what's going on. We're the dumb viewers. You're supposed to tell us what's going on.
We don't know what's going on.
And there's stuff there. They're
we're going to blab on anyway, as if we do.
Dashboard,
yeah.
A dashboard? You mean that thing in the front of the car?
It seems like they're going so fast, Vinny.
Oh my God! They're going so fast. What are they trying to do? Outrun the cops?
And as you can see, there are people all over the place.
They lost the picture, and now you see one of the anchors. I don't know which one it is, but she looks like she's about 50 years old. Way too old to be acting this dumb.
He's driving extremely fast for the conditions here on these side streets. A lot of pedestrians saw a guy back there walking his dog right alongside the street. So this is, very.
You mean
dangerous.
Things happen around the chase? Imagine that. I thought this guy would have that nice empty road.
Here, look at that. People crossing the street right there.
Foot traffic in this.
It's lunchtime.
Area.
It's lunchtime. Let's go out and get a taco. It's lunchtime. Is the truck outside? Oh my God, it's lunchtime. What is this guy thinking?
The turn lane blew through a red light like it wasn't there.
Right. And he has no units behind him that we can see right now. I don't know if your picture's different.
I don't know if your picture's different. No, he's looking at an entirely different chase. You dumb broads!
Nobody behind him.
Holy shit, they just get dumber and dumber as this thing goes on.
Now he's on, what street is this? Oh, he's on near Los Feliz, but is this Los Feliz?
No, it's not Los Feliz. There's buildings on both sides. Los Feliz is tree-lined. If you knew L.A., you would know that. It's Vermont. He's in the Los Feliz district. He's not on Los Feliz Boulevard.
Now he's, looks like he's on the wrong side.
Children's Hospital here.
Oh, gosh. There's someone crossing the street.
Oh, no. Don't hit him. Please, don't hit him.
Very sometimes it's like you're watching a video game when you're watching this.
I know.
You mean Grand Theft Auto?
Except this is the game of life.
It is the
somebody
game of
can
life.
Get seriously hurt here.
Well,
or killed.
You know, it's always concerning. I even think about this when I'm out on the road. I'm thinking, if someone was to be involved in a car chase and I'm just on the freeway driving along, completely unaware, it's just so dangerous.
It's so dangerous. I'm so frightened.
I'm frail and white. I'm so frightened. Oh, really? That's what you're thinking every time you drive? Shut up.
No.
You bad man. You don't drive on the sidewalk. No.
Looks like it was Vermont that he turned off.
Scolding the guy for driving on a sidewalk for 2 seconds.
And it looks like, is that a freeway overpass or no?
Is that a freeway overpass? They pass by a parking garage.
We're going to go ahead
and they're nowhere near the freeway. She asks if it's a freeway overpass. Holy shit. Shit! What the fuck is she looking at?
Oh, there's the
what is she dumb?
And there's cops there now.
Looks like he's slowing down.
Two ground units.
Looks like he's slowing down.
Thank God we have these two intellectuals to tell us idiots what's going on.
Get a fill up. And he may.
It almost looks like that's what's
happening. It's slowing down.
Mm-hmm. It looks like it's
slowing down. I swear it's slowing down. That's not my imagination.
Hollywood behind. Let me see if I can zoom out a little bit here. Still keep the.
This could be a danger.
Yeah, he doesn't really want to stop because he's trying to get away from the cops.
I'll stay with him here.
Yeah, don't worry.
They're behind him.
Oh, he's near Barnsdale Park.
Jim, can we go ahead and let you weigh in?
Yes, Jim, please save us.
On the sidewalk.
Now we need the police expert in here because they clearly know that these two dumb chicks have no business doing this fucking job.
Very, very slow speed at this time. Definitely not out of gas. He's moving along, so he's not out of gas. And remember, they are chasing what we believe.
They're
going
to keep saying that he is
robbery suspects. It was taken in a carjacking, which means it was taken it by force, probably at that point. So they're going to have to be very, very careful with this guy as they approach him.
Look, he's stopping. Oh my God, he's stopping! Look.
Well, he was under power there. He may have just stopped. Now they got three police cars around him right now.
There's someone
in the pursuit.
Do you see the hands?
Citizen in the way here.
Passenger side, hands up.
Yeah, right now they're giving him orders, telling him to come out of that car, put his hands out of the window, throw the keys outside to make sure that car
doesn't
move.
She's breathing heavily.
As you can see, they've set up pretty much behind him. Other
so unprofessional. Unbelievable.
Left side of the screen here, clearing people away just in case there's any shots fired. Again, they're looking at a robbery suspect. Mm-hmm. We believe this car was taken in a carjacking.
It looks like those were the keys that came out of the window, Jim. I saw
something
being thrown out.
The keys.
Yeah.
Why do we need two of them?
Out of the car.
Like the Doubleman twins.
This is on Robert and Vermont, we're understanding.
Robert and Vermont, you said?
Robert. She said Robert.
M-A-U-B-E-R-T.
Where are you from? Are you even from L.A.? Do you know any of the goddamn streets?
Robert. To communicate with them. One of the reasons they have them throw the keys out is, of course, to immobilize the car, but also to gain compliance. Once they get a sequence of compliance from a suspect,
don't bother explaining it to her. It's going to go in one ear and out the other, or maybe mix around in all that air and just deflate.
Now, and they try to get him on that path, if you will, so they can detect very quickly if he starts.
Right. I understand what you're saying, Mr. Man.
So it does look like there's more than just the driver in that car.
Yeah.
At least one other person.
You clearly saw two sets of arms going out both of the windows, and she's still going to ask that fucking question. Jeez, will somebody smack her, please? Something's wrong with her head. Maybe rattle her around like an old TV.
Freeway, also the surface streets, but to go on the sidewalk, you don't often see.
She's really obsessed with that sidewalk. He was on there for 2 seconds.
It looks like he is complying. He's slowly coming out of that car, which is.
That's the only thing she remembers from the whole thing is he was on the sidewalk.
Part of that suspect.
Okay.
And again, they're going to stay at a position of cover.
If they have a job after this, something's wrong with society.
At least we believe that this is a robbery suspect.
What's all that clicking noise? Is she chewing gum or doing or filing her nails? Something's going on that we're not seeing.
This is a carjacking at a gas station down in the south part of Los Angeles, and it's very possible that because they were going for gas, he did run out of gas.
It's just shitty audio.
Maybe.
Okay.
We'll see.
True.
We'll see.
Right.
I guess. We'll hang around. We have nothing else to do.
Eventually get out. They'll get them down, face down, correct?
Whoa, he's getting back.
Whoa.
He's getting back in the car.
Oh, dear. He's getting back in the car. Now what's he going to do? Oh, my God.
Yes.
He's not complying, so now
he's a bad man.
Right. But he doesn't have the keys, so he's just going to barricade himself.
That's right. He threw the key out of the window.
People usually aren't thinking clearly.
Oh, you're one to talk, not thinking clearly. How dare you?
Now, were those a car keys or were those another set of keys?
Any set of keys. Right.
You're right. I'm stupid. You're right.
He could start it back up.
Now the passenger.
Okay.
The passenger's out with his hands up.
Backing up. That's what they're
doing. You have a drinking game. How many times she says,
get on the ground.
legs apart. Are we for sure that there were two people in the car?
Yeah. Holy yeah. fuck!
Yes, this is a totally different.
You stupid, okay. dumb okay. fucking broad! Are you kidding me? After you've already seen it, after he's already explained, yes, she's still going to ask that question.
Doing that. This guy's complying.
Well, this guy's complying. What about the other guy? You sure there's another guy in there? You sure?
If you notice above this individual's left hand, it looks like that's where the keys landed right there, just above the passenger's left hand.
Oh, forget about the keys already.
He's grabbing the keys.
No, he's not grabbing the keys. The keys are still there. He's not grabbing anything. He's standing up.
What's going on?
Again, she says it.
Okay, no, they got him. They got him.
You're supposed to let us know what's going on in case we can't see.
Because usually they would go up to him and get him up. So he was a little bit herky jerky and moving.
That was scary. I'm just a scared little white snowflake. I'm scared. Becky is scared.
And now they're going to try and get that driver to come out of that car. But this is not really police work 101. You normally would have that second suspect come back. You wouldn't want to have him lay down in front where they'd have to go out and arrest him. They did finally have him come back. But why he laid down in the front is kind of odd.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
So they would want him.
Oh,
to
did you
walk
say something? Oh, okay.
Eventually, did
exactly. They wouldn't want him to lay down because then they would.
Was
have
that
to
an off ramp? You mean the big parking garage? It's an off ramp.
And you don't know if he's armed, and you kind of tend to assume a carjacking more often.
Yeah, let's
than
assume everything because you've been correct about everything else so far.
Some type of weapon involved to be able to get the car.
Now it appears that the officer on the right side of the screen here is communicating with him, giving him hand motions, talking to him, trying to get the driver to come back out. The passenger door is still open, and there's a possibility he may slide over, but we see some kind of movement inside the driver's side of that car, so it's unclear exactly what he's doing.
Okay, so if you're just joining us, just to recap, this chase...
If you're just joining us, change the channel immediately.
...at Vermont. It started down in the Harbor District. We're told this car was carjacked from someone who was filling up at a gas station. There, we believe to be at least two people. We don't know if there are more in this car.
Door's open.
Oh, there it is. So the passenger is in custody right now in the back seat of the police car, and the driver was out of the car for a moment, went back in, and
getting back out.
Dumping
no,
some things out.
Back out.
I wish this guy would have pulled a gun or something. These broads would have lost their shit.
Probably not what police want him to be doing right now.
This person is definitely rolling.
Yeah.
That's odd. Haven't seen that. He dropped and he rolled.
Okay.
Different.
Okay. That's amusing.
They've got someone who might be a little altered at this point, which doesn't make him any less.
You have two chicks that are altered.
Yeah, well, I mean, the way they were driving all
their brains are altered
across the streets and on the sidewalks. My goodness.
The sidewalk. She is a fucking obsessed with that sidewalk, man.
Yeah, their immediate action plan right now is
we don't care if he ran over anybody or hit anybody with his car, but no, he's on the sidewalk.
Right.
You can see him right now.
He's definitely outnumbered here. Aren't I brilliant?
Here we go. Moving in.
Okay, they're moving in.
They're making sure there's no one else in that car.
Oh, enough with who's in the fucking car already.
Sure, there was no one that could be in the trunk. Anyone
in the
trunk was taken.
Why would anybody be in the fucking trunk?
Was when the car was taken.
Yeah.
And one officer with an
can they open the trunk so I can be sure I'm right?
In case something happens at the scene.
Okay, so it looks like...
Okay. It looks like he's getting arrested, and, like, they're putting the handcuffs on him, and, like, I think they're going to, like, put him in the back of the cop car or something.
You're welcome, as always. Thank you so much for...
Yeah, thanks for saving our ass.
...being here with us, giving us some of your insight. Always appreciated.
Appreciated.
And, Vinnie Mac, thanks for the pictures. This one ended. Luckily, no one was hurt.
Wow, wow, wow. How do they still have a job? Yeah, let's get the police captain in here and save our fucking dumb bimbo asses. And by the way, if you have the police captain there and you have the helicopter guy perfectly explaining the situation, what the fuck do you need the two broads for?
Yeah, we're going to lose all our female viewers if we're not sitting here going, Where are we? Like, okay, like, I don't know what's going on. Like, how many people are in a car? Like, is that an off-ramp? What is that? Is that a gas station? Is that Robert Street? Where are we? I am so lost. Let me pick up Google Maps so I can, like, figure out where I am. Because that dumb helicopter guy don't even help me. I'm just going to file my nails while we're on the air. Don't mind the noise.
Yeah, they deserve equal pay, huh? The fuck out of here. Everything has gotten so dumb the fuck down. Remember back in the day when TV news was still kind of relevant? Remember how stone-faced the anchors were? They made you believe the fucking news. Had guys like Dan Rather, Walter Cronkite, you know, Tom Brokaw. Guys that would be very serious and it would make you actually believe what the fuck is going on, even if it's a bunch of complete bullshit. My LA vets will remember this guy, Hal Fishman. Remember him? He used to be on Channel 5 for a million years. He's the most stone-faced motherfucker you'd ever see. He'd always be serious when he gives you the news. He wouldn't do sensationalistic bullshit like this. But even if he did, he wouldn't turn into a blathering idiot like these two. He'd know the fucking streets. He wouldn't just blurt out the, duh, is that a gas station? He would know a gas station if he saw one. But these two chicks, where the fuck did they come from? And it's not like they're a couple of strippers or something to look at. They cut away from the road and did a close-up of one of the chicks when they lost the picture for a second, and she looks like somebody's grandmother. And yet talking like that, talking like a complete imbecile. You know, she's 35 and just has way too much Botox going on. Whatever it is, yikes. Speaking of Hal Fishman, here's an old clip of a Hal Fishman news break. It was cut in the middle of whatever crappy movie they were running before the news. Always very serious. At all times.
I'm Hal Fishman. 11 people overcome by chlorine fumes in East Los Angeles today, and 100 others were evacuated from the area after gallons of chlorine began to overflow from a tank at the Merrick Corporation. Opening arguments get underway in the Hillside Strangler trial of Angelo Buono, a $25 million cocaine bust in the San Fernando Valley, two arrested. And the Russians make an unmanned landing on the planet Venus, their spacecraft is sending color pictures back to Earth. More in a moment.
Too bad it wasn't Uranus. Having him read that would have been fucking hysterical. But that's a news teaser. No nonsense, straightforward. No fucking music in the background, no flashy graphics, no chick stories. Just straight up fucking news. That's for fucking 1981, and he did that right up until he died. That was a fucking legend. But now what do we have?
What's going on? What is that? Is that a gas station?
That's quite the difference, those 37 years, isn't it? We had serious issues back then.
Today, we have kids putting condoms up their noses.
God help us all. And on that note, I'm going to get the fuck out of here. That's right. Come on. Yeah. Hell yeah. Motherfucking birthday, y'all. That's right. Turning 25. I don't remember when I was 25. Who the fuck was president then? I think it was Clinton. Old Billy Bob. I'm the one. I want you to go to BigAngryFool.com. Motherfucker. You got Facebook? And you'll give a shit if your data's been breached? Well, come on over to the Big Angry Phil podcast page. Like that shit, follow that shit, do that shit. Big Angry Phil is all over the goddamn place. On Twitter, at the Big Angry Phil. Instagram, Big Angry Phil. Tune in, Big Angry Phil podcast. SoundCloud, Big Angry Phil. Over here, Big Angry Phil. And over there, Big Angry Phil. I'm the one. Want you to listen to this podcast? I'm the one. Want you to tell your friends about it? I'm the one. Otherwise, gonna be fucked up all weekend. I'm the one that's gonna wake up about Tuesday. That's right. I'm the one. I'm the one. You know what? I'm the one. And I'm out of here. Be back later. See you.